the sons of Aaron, and Moses. And Aaron was separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless his name forever. Amen. The holy things belong to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise one more time for allowing us to come into your presence to break bread with the brethren. Father, we thank you that your word is life and your word is truth, and it shall not return unto you void. For we thank you in advance for what your word is going to accomplish on the earth in the life of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Come on and put your hands together for Jesus. Holy things belong unto the Lord. I want to make three points this morning. Number one is, God is a God of order. Number two is, touch not my anointed. And number three, vengeance belongeth to the Lord. And I want you to open up your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1 through 23. I want you to stay with me through this message. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. We're going to start at verse 1. Keeping in mind, the topic is, the holy things belong to God. We're going to start reading at verse 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amias. He built Elath and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his father. 16 years old was King Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecholiah of Jerusalem. Now, in verse 1, we understand that Uzziah was appointed to serve as king when he was 16 years old. He did all that was pleasing unto God. We find that in verse 4. Uzziah fought against the Philistines, the Arabians. Uzziah prospered in all that he set his hands unto. How many know the Bible says that anything that we set our hands unto shall prosper? Once we live in right and holy unto God. He says, everything we set, I believe it's in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, everything we set our hands to shall prosper. So, Uzziah prospered in everything he set his hands to. And even his, we're going to find out that even his enemies gave gifts to him. And the Bible says that our enemies shall become our footstool. So, God is not a man that he shall lie. He's not the son of man that he shall prosper. Whatever he say, he will bring it to pass. And I believe I stopped in verse 4. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all his father Amias did. How many know it's a good thing to do all that's right in the sight of the Lord? And verse 5 says, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding and visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So as long as we seek the Lord in everything, we're going to prosper. And I believe it's Proverbs that say, lean not to your own understanding, but to acknowledge God in all thy ways, and he shall direct your path. So long as you seek the Lord, you will prosper like Zariah. He sought the Lord and he prospered. The Bible says God made him to prosper. Verse 6 says, he went forth and warred against the Philistines and break down the walls of Gath and the walls of Jimnah and the wall of Eshad, and built cities about Eshad and among the Philistines. The Bible says he warred against the Philistines. Why did he war? Why was he in a position to war against the Philistines? Because he was the king. Verse 7 says, and God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Jerubbaal and, how do you pronounce this? Mehomes. Okay. He warred against the Philistines and the Arabians. Verse 8 say, and the Ammonites gave gifts unto Uzziah, and his name spread abroad, even to entering into Egypt. For he strengthened himself exceedingly. And remember, I just said that enemies became his footstool. The Bible says he strengthened himself. Even the Ammonites, they gave him gifts. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the belly gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. So in other words, he positioned himself. He made a fortress around these different places that the enemy was not able to come in. And verse 10 say, and he built towers in the deserts and digged many walls, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains. Husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountain, and camel, for he loved husbandry. So he had a great deal of herds. He built towers. The towers were for his watchmen to stay in there and watch to see what was going on around the city. Verse 11 says, moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by hands, according to the numbers of their account, by the hand of Jael the scribe and Mishael the ruler, under the hand of Hanan, one of the king's captains. So his scribes were taking note of what was going on, account of what was happening. The whole number of the chiefs of the father of mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. He had a great deal of men that were standing with him. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the whole shields and spears and helmets and hauberkions and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the tower and upon the bulwark, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread it far abroad. For he was marvelously helped until he was strong. Again, the holy things belong unto God. We see here that Uzziah, he prospered. And everything that he did at this point, he prospered. He had a host of men in his army. He had a host of herd and cattle. And we notice here he fortified different regions, different locations, different cities. The Bible says he prospered in the lower part of the country, even in the higher part of the country. So it's because he was seeking the Lord at that time. So everything he did prospered. How many know that when you seek the Lord, that whatever you do is going to prosper? I noticed Minister Boyle, when she was bringing us into the worship service, I noticed she said, and Lord God, we thank you for all those things, even behind the scenes. See, sometimes it may appear to you that you're not prospering because you don't see what's going on behind the scenes. But as long as you are in the will of God, even when you can't see it with your natural eye, even things behind the scene is still prospering. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 28 that all things work for the good of those that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. So regardless of what it looked like, you're still prospering. Tell yourself, I'm prospering. I am prospering. Regardless of what it looked like on the front line. know that I'm prospering.
I know that I'm prospering.
And see, long as Uzziah sought the Lord, he prospered in everything. We just read it. If you were following with me in the Word of God, you read how he prospered. And this guy, another point I want to make, this guy was 16 years old when he began to reign. He was only a kid. So you may be saying, how could a kid, how could such a young person prosper like that? Well, we read that he sought the Lord. Now, it's different when you start out young and you seeking the Lord, and then as the days progress and as the years progress, you stop leading to God. You start leading to your own understanding. Because now you have this, and now you have that, and you prosper, and it looks like you done blowed up, and you large, and you in charge. And you begin to forget God. But see, at the beginning, Uzziah, he had God right there in the midst of everything. Okay? I want to point out to you, the Lord gives and the Lord takes it away. He can give you so much. He can allow you to prosper so much. Today you can be so high, and tomorrow you can be bored so low. Because it is the Lord that gives and the Lord that takes it away. Now I want you to continue to follow with me. We're still in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16. And you know why this particular chapter just really, I begin to marvel when I read this. Read it before, but this time it really stuck out to me. I went to, where did I go? Yeah, I went to Andrus last year. And, no, it wasn't Andrus. I just came back from Nassau last month. And the theme was, send me, Lord, I'll go. I believe it's Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. And it started out by saying, in the year that King Uzziah died. And you know, sometimes we just read things and we just jump over it and we don't try to get some wisdom, revelation on it. And I say, you know what? I've read this over and over, but what was it so much about in the year that King Uzziah died and the prophet Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord fill the temple? So that's what made me to go on and dig further on Uzziah. Read Chronicles before, but that's what brought me to this passage of scripture this morning. Now we read how Uzziah, he started out right. We read how he prospered in all his ways. And then we're going to flip the script now, verse 16 through 21. Like Job said, it is the Lord that give it and the Lord that take it away. Remember, Job prospered in everything. And after a while, Job lost all his cattle, all his children, everything. Now, Job lost everything not because he did something bad, but it was for God's honor and God's glory. Now, we're going to notice here that Uzziah lose everything. Not because it was for God's honor and God's glory. Now follow me in verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, and he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of the Lord. Okay, remember, the holy things belong unto God. Remember, one of the points is, God is a God of order. He was the king. Amen, somebody? Amen. We just read that Uzziah was, in fact, the king. But I just want to take you back to the first scripture. What is it? 1 Chronicles 23. Verse 13. Now let's go back there. Let's piggyback on 1 Chronicles 23 and 13. The sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses. And Aaron was separated. Say something, read this with me. And Aaron was separated, that he shall sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever. Okay, let's stop right there. Uzziah was not a part of Aaron's sons. He was not Aaron's grandson, his great-grandson. The Bible says, let's read this again. And Aaron was separated, that he shall sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. Okay? God is a God of order. Verse 16 again, of 2 Chronicles 26. Let's go back to 2 Chronicles 26. Let's jump back to verse 16. But when he was strong, he, meaning Uzziah, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. And he went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of the Lord. Uzziah went into the temple to burn incense. God is a God of order. Why? Why? The Bible don't say why he went into the temple to burn incense. Only thing we know that he was a king and Aaron was a priest. The scripture made that point clear. Why? I begin to think, why? Why? It could have been, probably he said, I've won many battles. Well, let me jump back. Let me digress a little bit. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Pride. How many know the Bible say, pride comes before destruction? That's what the word of God says. Pride comes before destruction. The Bible says he was lifted up to his destruction. So why did he go into the temple to burn incense? Maybe he went to say, I've won many battles and I just want to simply show my gratitude. Maybe he didn't mean no harm by going into the temple to burn the incense on the altar. Because that at that time, that was to worship God, an act of worship. So maybe he just said, you know how sometimes God has did something so good for us, and we just want to show him our gratitude back? That's probably could have been it. I don't know, but that's my take on it. But it's not what we do, but it's how we do it sometimes. It's not always what we do, but how we do it. Maybe he should have sought a better way to give gratitude unto the Lord. Now, go with me to, notice I say, flip the script. We see Uzziah doing everything right according to the Lord. But now we see here that he was lifted up for his destruction. He went into the temple to burn incense, even though burning incense was not his lot. You know how sometimes we say, oh, she's doing it. I could do it. I could say that just as better than her. I could sing just as better than her. I could be a better usher. It's not that. It's order. God calls certain people to do certain things. Verse 17, and Azara, the priest, bear with me with pronunciation of these names. And Azariah, the priest, went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. You see, Azariah, the priest, he was ordained, he was consecrated to do that job. So when Uzziah came in the temple, the Bible says, Uzziah went in after him. These days and times, A lot of people are not taking a stand for the things of God. They'll let whatever go on because it seemed popular at that time. Or in fact, they may not want to offend anybody. But we have a philosophy that says if you don't take a stand for something, you will fall for anything. But I thank God for Azara, the priest, that went in after Uzias. And verse 18 say, and they withstood Uzias the king. Probably say, hey, we know you're the king, and no offense to you, you are the king of our country, but yet and still, you are not a priest. God is a God of order. It was order when he created the foundations of the earth. He didn't just spill out anything. It was order. Seed time and then harvest time. It's order to everything. Some people seem to think that they can do whatever they want when they want. It does not go like that. God is a God of order. And they withstood Uzias the king. And he said unto them, it pertaineth not unto thee, Uzias. It's like he kind of like coming to him and say, you know, let us reason together. You know, the Bible say, come, let us reason together. So he was reasoning with him. He said, Uzias, it's not for you to burn incense. He said, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary. He's telling them, man, just go out of here. For thou hast transgressed. Neither shall it be for thy honor from the Lord. He's telling him, you know, man, you're doing wrong. He said, you transgress against the Lord. And if you burn this incense to the Lord, it is not for honor unto you. You know how you say, oh, I'm just going to get up there and do that because it's, you know, I'm bringing glory to God. But some things we do when we are out of order with God, we're still not bringing no glory to God. Because we got to be in order when we bring glory to God. If we want to bring glory to God, we got to be in order. Order. No. Keep it that way. Uzias, the verse 19 say, then Uzias was wroth. Old English term for angry. Uzias was angry. You know how sometimes we don't want nobody to tell us nothing? Even if it's for our own good, we still get angry. But this was for his good, and he got angry. He was wroth, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. So regardless of what the priest told him, he still say, you know what? I'm going to burn incense. He probably started out with good intention. Nah, you coming against me? No, I'm not going to put it down. I'm still going to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead. Before the priest, notice what they say, before the priest, in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. What the Bible say? Touch not my anointed. See, when he got angry with the priest, what the Bible say? Touch not my anointed. See, these are, what's his name? Azara was consecrated, anointed, to work in the temple, to burn the incense before the Lord. Amen? You following me? Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So leprosy came on Uzias. And I just want to let you all know that the battle is not even yours. It's the Lord's. You see, they didn't have to, the priest didn't have to subdue him. Leprosy just overcame him. See, the battle is not yours. But the victory is. The victory is always yours. So that's the point. Touch not my anointed. When he withstood the priest, then that's when God had to step in. You don't have to try to figure out how you're going to pay back somebody. You don't have to figure that out. Leave that up to the Lord. Verse 20. And Uzias, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him. And behold, he was leprous in his forehead. Now they thrust him out, bent. Yeah, he himself hastened also to go out because he was smitten. Because the Lord, has smitten him. You see, the priest didn't have to subdue him. What does the Bible say? But because the Lord has smitten him. Sometimes when we walk out of order with God and things begin to come upon our life, we always think that somebody did something to us. The devil did this. But it could be that perhaps you were out of order with the Lord. Okay? Notice, the Bible says, the Bible does say vengeance belongs to the Lord. And that's my third point. See, the priest didn't have to do anything to him. Leprosy, the Bible says, the Lord smitten him. The Lord caused leprosy to come upon Uzziah. And you know what I'm reminded of right now? Remember the sister of Moses, Miriam? Remember Miriam became had leprosy on her because she talked against Moses, which was God's set man to lead the children of Israel out of bondage into the promised land. And Moses married an Ethiopian woman, and they began to talk about their brother, Aaron and Miriam. But Miriam got leprosy upon her because she talked about Moses. See, that's why we got to remember that God is a God of order. Touch my anointing and vengeance belong to me. And another thing I'm thinking about right now, remember Job, when he went through what he went through, and finally at the end he began to question God, and God said, Job, where were you when I created this earth? So how are we going to go against God's order? Where were we when God put his order in place on this earth? We were not here. Amen? So regardless of what Uzziah wanted to do, you still have to follow order. I don't care what's your title. I don't care what's your position. I don't care what your ethnicity, your lineage, your education, your money, all of that does not matter to God. God set his order in place for a reason. And all you got to do is say, God, I simply don't understand, but I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to go with it. It's not even for me to even try to understand. Only thing it's for me to do is to obey the word of the Lord. When you see, notice here, when he was obeying the Lord and when he was seeking the Lord, we see that his enemies had to hearken to him. The Philistines, the Amorites, the Bible says even the Arabians had to give unto him because he was in order with God. But once you step out of order with God, then God take care of you. God will take care of you. When you step out of order with God. And you know, what is a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? You see, Uzziah was prospering. Abundance was his. He subdued kingdoms and cities, and he had cattle, and he had thousands of men on his side. He had everything. So the only thing he had to do was go and chill and enjoy the blessings that God gave to him. But no, that wasn't good enough for him. You know, sometimes God will bless you in one area and that's not good enough for you. You want more. You remember when, Korah and Dathan stood up against Moses and with the same office of the priest. Why is Aaron got to do it? And Moses went before God. And when Moses went before God, what happened to them? The Bible said the earth opened up and they were swallowed. They were swallowed up. So a lot of things I don't seem to understand. Many things I don't seem to understand. But I'm just going to be like the hymn writer that say, all I know who holds tomorrow and who holds my hand. That's all. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Uzias, he had everything. But what is a man to gain the whole world and still end up losing his soul? You know? God is a God of order. Touch not my anointed. Vengeance belong to God. The Lord give it and the Lord surely will take it away. After gaining great victory and riches, Uzias misses the mark. Sometimes we can start out right, and at the end, we miss the mark. Miss the mark. Why? Perhaps he was lifted up. I said that already in pride. I just wanted to show gratitude to God for all that he accomplished. But he went about it the wrong way. It's not what you do oftentimes, but it's the manner in which you do it in. Amen? And Azarias, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yeah, himself hastened also to go out. And Uzias the king was leprous unto the day of his death, and dwelt in several houses, being a leprous, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Notice this. He was the king. It said he was cut off. He could not even live in his palace as the king. The king normally lived in his palace, but he couldn't even go back to the palace. Guess why? Because he had leprosy on him. And in that day, when you were leprous, you was cut off from everybody else. You could not come and live with other people. You could not dwell among other people because you were unclean. So he couldn't even go back to the king's palace. What is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What is it for me to have this big two-story house and I can't even live in it? I can't even enjoy it. Amen. You want to enjoy what God has given you, then you need to respect his order. You need to respect his order, and you need to respect also who he placed in order. God said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And he said, vengeance belong to me. You see, that person or those people don't have to fight you. When God gets you, how many know that? God's arms is not too short that he can't battle for you. God's arms is not that short. I heard an elder say, he sit high and he look low, but his eyes are in the four corners of the world. So he knows everything that's going on. He didn't set order in the earth and forgot about what he did. I know sometimes I do something and I forget about what I do. And then a light will go off and say, ooh, you had the pot on the stove. Then I got to run. Like the other morning, I burnt my eggs. Thought I cut the stove off, but I didn't. But see, God, the Bible says, he that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. He never forget about what he do. He don't start something and don't finish it. Jesus even said, he that began a great work in me will not stop until the day of Jesus Christ. So he don't start anything without finishing it. And it said, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And then Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. See, notice it didn't say that he wasn't the king no more. His son had to take control. It said his son was over the king's house. Now, can you imagine you still the king, but your son got to rule everything? And you can't even live in the palace no more. You in one of them little houses over there somewhere. Until God get ready to kill you. See, that's different if he would have just died. But he didn't die. He stayed there lingering. lingering. And that's bad to sit there lingering. And you know what's going on. You know that you still got all these cities in, and you still got all these mighty men of valor and this and that, but your son got to rule. That's different if your son had to rule, you know, because that was what you wanted. But that's not what you wanted. Even Uzziah's father was a wicked king. That's why sometimes this stuff is passed down through the bloodline. Generational curses, generational blessings. He started out right, but then he let that same little spirit that was on his father come on him. Say his son began to judge the people of the land. Uzziah could not even live in his palace. He was leprosy, and all that he worked hard for was instantly taken away. Can you imagine everything you took years to build? Is instantly gone. Instantly gone. It's just like when we hear about these hurricanes and storms and tornadoes, and we've been in our house for 30 years and we've been working for the last 40 years to build this, and instantly everything is gone. All that he worked for was instantly gone. Instantly gone. You see, I want to make this last comment, and I'm going to take my seat. The king and the priest, both of them were on an assignment from God. But each one of them had a different mission. Both of them was given assignments from God, just like all of us are given assignments from God. But our missions may be different. His mission was different as the king. He should have been taking care of the government as the king. And Uzziah, as the priest, was supposed to be working in the temple, minding the holy things of God. The holy things belong to God. We read again in 1 Chronicles 23 and 13 that it was set for Aaron and his sons for an everlasting, for a perpetual covenant to work at the temple. Amen. Come on and put your hands together for Jesus. The holy things belong to the Lord.